Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 17, when Jesus was gone forth to the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor your father and mother." And he, the young man, answered and said, "Master, all these I've observed from my youth." And Jesus, beholding him, loved him. There was a lot to like about this young man. He was a good young man. And that's what he's got on his mind, is about being good. Yeah. But the Lord had something else on his mind, other than him being good. He beheld him and loved him. He looked at him. By the Spirit, he knows things about him. He knows he's telling the truth when he says, "I've kept all these commandments from my youth." He loved him. And what this young man's asking, and this is also in Matthew, what is it, chapter 19, I believe it is. It's also in Luke, three different accounts of the same happening. And he said, "What do I lack?" The young man asked Jesus, "What do I lack?" And Jesus said, if you'll be perfect, if you want to, or that word perfect means complete. If you want to go all the way, here's what you lack. So he's a good young man, but he's the one who came to Jesus and said, "What can I do?" He said, "Well, if you want to go all the way, here's what you do. You sell whatever you have, liquidate, give to the poor, you'll have treasure in heaven. And come, take up your cross and follow me." This is an invitation to join the 12 and the 70. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Travel with Jesus. Wow. Be on his crusade team. Wow. Hallelujah. You see what I'm talking about an opportunity here? This is an opportunity. And verse 22, he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. He had a lot of money and had a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And he went away sad. Everybody say sad.
Sad.
Sad reveals what's going on in the heart. Yep. What's he sad about? Whether his head realizes it or not, he just missed the greatest opportunity of his life.
Right.
Over some money and stuff.
Yeah.
The Lord didn't ask him to take a vow of poverty.
Right.
And never have anything in his life. Some people have tried to make it into that. You hear some preachers talking about, you know, they try to make this into that if you give enough to the poor, that's how you get into heaven.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't buy your way into salvation. Or they try to make it that, you know, the Lord is so displeased if you have any money or any stuff, and he wants you to absolutely get rid of it. Well, if everybody, believers, did that and got rid of everything, you and I'd be meeting on the side of the road. And what would we be wearing? Right? Sure wouldn't be on TV. or the internet. No. By contrast, look at this. Go with me over to Matthew 27 real quick. 27:57. It's a story of after Jesus went to the cross and his body was dead, when even was come, there came a rich man. Everybody say rich man.
Rich man.
Of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. So he heard Jesus teaching and preaching, but somehow he didn't get out of Jesus' preaching that he was supposed to be poor. But isn't it good that he was? Because if he had given everything away and had nothing, he would not have been in position to do this for the Lord when he needed it. Verse 58, he went to Pilate, begged the body of Jesus. Now, how many understand, probably couldn't just anybody get to Pilate. Why'd he get in? Somebody wants to see you, Pilate. Who? Joseph of Arimathea. Oh, bring him in. In this world, money's influence. And he asked him, begged for the body of Jesus. Now, you know how mean the devil is. He would have liked to abuse Jesus' body, done something damaging or abusive to it. And Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. So here now, one of Jesus' own disciples has control of the situation. And money is a big part of this. How he even got in there and what he's going to do next. Verse 59, when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. He bought the best linen you could get. They took care of Jesus' body. He wrapped it up. Verse 60, and he laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. He didn't own a spot in the cemetery.
Right.
He had a custom built mausoleum. A stone structure. This costs money. Have you priced any of these lately? We're talking serious money here. I mean, you know, just to get you a nice plot in the cemetery is some money. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a nice structure that's built just for you out of stone. And he put him in there and they rolled the great stone. What am I saying? The Lord's not opposed to you having any money or any things. That's not the issue. We'll see a little bit later what the issue is. In Luke 19, if you turn over there, Luke 19:2. You know, how does me being broke help you? How does all of us being broke help the preaching of the gospel? It doesn't. It doesn't work. You'll hear people that mock and say negative things against anybody that suggests that God would bless you materially. There are people come out, you know, they're death on it. I've received a lot of ugly grams over the years. But then these same preachers will turn around in a few minutes and ask for an offering. Because we need money to do the work of the Lord. Well, yeah. You're not supposed to have anything, but you're supposed to give. Doesn't work. Can't give what you don't have. And you can't be a blessing like he was if you don't have the ability. Money by itself is neither good nor bad. It's what you do with it. If you're evil and you have a little money, you can do a little evil. You have a lot of money, you can do a lot of evil. Right? It just enhances your ability to be and do what you want to be and do. But you can do a lot of good things with money. You can. In Luke 19, verse 2, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was the chief among the publicans. Now, the publicans were the tax collectors, and they were hated. They were hated. You know, a lot of folks are not too fond of even our IRS today. But these guys took it to another level now. They, whatever they said you owed is what you owed. And it didn't make any difference if it was true or not. And crooks, a lot of these guys wanted this position because you could absolutely get rich. You just double what Rome said they owed and you pocket the excess. And you can see why they're hated. Because if you owed $20,000, then the publican, the tax collector would say, no, you owe $35,000. He said, no, no. He said, yeah. And the soldiers would look at you. And you go, right, 35. But then he would pocket the extra. He'd pay Rome what you owed, and he'd pocket. So they were hated. And he was chief among the publicans, so he was really hated. And he was rich. Yeah, he was rich. And verse 3, he sought to see Jesus, who he was. He couldn't for the press and because he was little of stature. He wasn't very tall. Verse 4, he ran before, got ahead of him, climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And all our kids know this song, don't they? Verse 5, when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down, for today I've got to stay at your house. And verse 6, he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Everybody say joyfully.
Joyful.
Now, one of the reasons I wanted you to see this is because of the contrast. The rich young ruler went away sad. Here's another rich man who's glad. He's joyful. Why is he so excited that Jesus is coming to his house? I'm sure one reason is he never imagined Jesus would come to his house. Because he's not a high priest. He's not a scribe. He's not a doctor of the law. He's not what you'd imagine as a moral and a religious man. He's hated by the common people. And so the fact that Jesus would say publicly, in front of everybody, I'm going to your house today. Oh man, he scrambled down. He hardly contained himself. He's running to the house. Everybody say joyfully, joyfully, joyfully. And verse 7, when they saw it, they all murmured. They said, he's gone to be a guest with a man that's a sinner. Can't believe he's going to Zacchaeus' house. Does he not know what a crook that guy is? Does he not know what he did to me, what he did to my auntie, and what he did to my grandpa? Oh, he's a sorry so-and-so. And Jesus is gone to stay at his house. Why did he come to my house? You know, because I'm a good person. Uh-oh. That's why. He didn't go to your house because you think you deserve it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.